Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Sometimes you have a bad day in court. Sometimes you have a really bad day in court. It was the latter for Brian Koberger this last week, as an Idaho judge ruled against Brian Koberger's defense team in a series of motions challenging critical evidence, a significant setback for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students in 2022. Judge Stephen Hippler denied pretty much everything across the board. Multiple motions to suppress evidence, including DNA found on a knife sheath at the crime scene, cell phone and email records, surveillance footage, and Koberger's past Amazon purchases.
Yikes. Do you want anybody looking at your Amazon purchases?
I don't think. Look, if you're up for quadruple homicide charges, I think they can probably look at anything they want. I don't think you have any rights to privacy anymore, where somebody's going to go, oh, whoa, 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 wait, wait, wait. The Amazon purchase history? No, that's off limits. Not even a quadruple homicide gets you access to an Amazon purchase history. Who do you think you are, Idaho? It's comical. I mean, look, Ann Taylor did her job. She had to sit there. She had to try and throw anything at the wall that she could. And she had some interesting arguments with some of it where it's like, okay, good try. They didn't work, but I guess good try for trying to make something out of nothing. Yeah. Koberger, a former criminology PhD student, was arrested in December of 22 and charged with the murders of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin in their off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho. His attorneys argued that law enforcement violated his constitutional rights in obtaining evidence. But they didn't. And the court ruled that they didn't. One of the most significant rulings upheld the use of DNA evidence linking Koberger to the crime scene. Investigators identified Koberger as a suspect after submitting DNA from the knife sheath to public ancestry websites to generate a list of possible matches. Authorities then obtained a DNA sample from trash collected outside Koberger's parents' home in Pennsylvania, which matched the DNA found on the sheath. The defense had argued that this investigative genetic genealogy, see, it even says genie in the title. It must be. It's like Kazam. Where's Sinbad when you need him for that fictitious movie? Just like your fictitious genetic genealogy technology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They argued that this investigative genetic genealogy technique violated Koberger's rights. They also said it's, you know, it's bunk. Hippler, the judge, again, disagreed. He ruled that Koberger exposed his DNA to the public by leaving it on the sheath, thus forfeiting any reasonable expectation of privacy. The judge also upheld the trash collection, stating, by throwing away an item of trash containing his DNA, the defendant cannot object to testing of that DNA. In a prior hearing, Hippler had expressed skepticism about suppressing DNA evidence, saying, when there's a DNA match between the DNA and the sheath and Mr. Koberger, isn't that probable cause every day and twice on Sunday? Ann Taylor didn't like that. The defense also sought to challenge the validity of the search warrants that led to the seizure of Koberger's digital records, including phone data from AT&T, Google, Apple, and Amazon, as well as evidence from a USB drive. Koberger's attorneys claimed the searches violated his Fourth Amendment rights. However, Hippler came back to reality and ruled that the evidence was lawfully obtained through search warrants and the third-party doctrine, which limits privacy rights over information shared with service providers. Another motion sought a Franks hearing, which would have allowed the defense to challenge the credibility of the probable cause affidavits used to obtain search warrants. The defense alleged that law enforcement omitted key information regarding investigative genetic genealogy and misrepresented statements made by a surviving roommate who was inside the house at the time of the murders. The judge rejected these claims, too, ruling that the genetic genealogy information would have only bolstered probable cause and that the surviving roommate's statements were consistent. He noted that while the defense may raise these points during trial, there was no evidence of misrepresentation in the warrant applications. The decisions were welcomed by the families of Kaylee Gonzalez, one of the victims. All of the motions to suppress and the Franks motion have been denied. It's always a double-edged sword waiting. You want the right decisions to be made, but you also want them to be made quickly. We are thankful to the court for a timely decision and appreciate the work prosecution has put into it. The big picture of life, justice, is just moments away, the family had said. Koberger's trial is scheduled to begin on August 11th. Prosecutors are still seeking the death penalty. So where does he go from here? That's the question, because so many of the big pieces of evidence that they wanted thrown out, or at least maybe get one, which I think was a long shot to begin with, they're all in. Thoughts?
I think we're in trouble here. I think August 11th comes around when this trial is scheduled to begin. And I think Brian Koberger is being put on the spot that he has some evidence that is going to be used against him.
Well, it should be. It is evidence against him.
A very basic level of, yeah. Okay, you tried. But things were collected appropriately. Search warrants were obtained. I mean, law enforcement seemed to have done what they were supposed to do, no?
Oh, they did. Now it's going to be, it's not like these arguments that they're making are going to disappear. They can't make them to the court anymore and say, you can't let this in because of this. Now they're going to have to make those same arguments to a jury and say, you can't believe this because of this. It would have been easier if it just didn't exist to begin with, but now it's all in, and now they're going to have to convince a jury that the DNA evidence is bunk.
And that's the really hard part, yeah. But I wonder if with all of, you know, think about it, oh gosh, maybe 15 years ago when we did not have 23andMe and all of the other DNA companies out there informing the public of what DNA can do for you, it became less of this really foreign concept, because to talk about DNA matching, that sounds like something that people in white lab coats do in, you know, in clean rooms at laboratories. It's not something that you and I can do in our homes. And yet we're getting our animals' DNA profiled at this point now. So DNA is something a little more tangible to the general public. It's not this real scary idea. So people sitting in the jury box may actually go, I don't understand a lot of it, but I've had it done and I believe it's accurate.
Well, yes. And that's the thing, is that's going to have to try and be their argument and try to go for somebody that is not up on it, basically, or somebody that's thinking in a different way, shape, or form. So they're going to have to educate them on what it is. And the prosecution is going to need to go in and do that, I think, first, very blatant and skillfully, to make sure that it gets across so no one can walk away going, oh, this is junk science because the defense says it's junk science. Because it's not anywhere near junk science. It's like, it's the opposite. It's about as absolute as you can get when it comes to tracing something.
Well, they've cracked the code. DNA, it makes sense. And think of all the families who've just been, you know, turned upside down over, you know. Shit, we've got a family across town we never knew about. And you finally meet up with these people at Denny's for breakfast on a Sunday after church, and everybody has the same nose and the same ears. It's like, yeah, DNA is accurate, for fuck's sake. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And they can't really argue that these things were gathered inappropriately anymore either, because the court has deemed that they were not. So that's not going to be something that they can try and argue with a jury. It has to now be strictly on the merits of the evidence itself. So they're going to have to try and pull in somebody that's going to say, this is why it's inaccurate, which... there's no expert that I think is really going to say that, if they're truly an expert and understand how it works. It's like saying, well, I don't think water is wet. There doesn't seem to be any moisture with this pile of water over here. Huh? Like, that's
what are you talking about?
That's kind of what you'd have to be arguing at this point. So that's going to be a tough one for them when it comes to the DNA, especially. I'm very curious what is on the Amazon receipts, what's on all of those receipts, and if we're going to find a K-bar knife.
I bet we are.
I don't know. I mean, I bet we are, but we'll see. And if we find that, and then, I mean, it's kind of like that's going to be a big linchpin right there of, okay, so this K-bar knife that happens to match exactly the one that was used in this crime, in this sheath that exactly matches the one that they found at the crime scene, you just happen to have bought the same one, and your DNA just happens to be on this other one that's at this crime scene that you were not at. That, yeah. So you got that. And you got the surveilling of the property, or the stalking, whatever you want to call it. He was by the house more than 12 times in the months leading up to it. And by cell tower, and they're going to argue cell tower. And I guess you have a little more leeway on cell tower, because it does mean within a certain distance of the tower. But what people don't know is that the towers don't cover that large of spaces. They really don't. We're talking a handful of miles on most towers. That's why they're everywhere. So that pinging does put you in very specific areas. It may not say exactly, but we also have his devices for that, and GPS location data. Again, his device was off during the time of the murders, but the GPS data will tell us a lot more about exactly where he was at different times, even probably more than the cell towers. So then you got two pieces of evidence coming at you saying, okay, here and here, these match up, same places. Argue that. The car.
Yeah. Yeah, let's think about what he was doing in Pennsylvania, suddenly cleaning out the car.
The FBI comes and raids your house, and you have, like, gloves on, putting stuff in plastic bags, and you're putting your trash in the neighbor's trash.
Yeah, there's just a whole lot that feels off here. This isn't how people act.
I don't know what the hell is going on in Koberger's mind. I don't know. Other than the only thing that, if you try to understand the way these people think, you got to put yourself there. And the only thing I can fathom is it's one of those, And I've said it from the beginning, like the incel type thinking, where if they do it and they're doing it for the what they believe to be the right cause, or that they've been scorned by something or someone. I feel like I have to sneeze here. That's why I'm touching my nose.
It's the season.
Allergy season. If they believe that, they don't believe they did anything wrong. And so in his mind, he may be thinking, it wasn't a crime. They, you know, in his mind, it was justified. It was called for. It's like how, you know, sometimes child predators and stuff will justify that shit in their mind and be like, oh, it was consensual, or like shit like that. It's like, no, you're a fucking predator. That's what that is. I don't care how you twist this around in your brain to make you think that you're not the horrible monster that you are. It is what it is. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how Brian Koberger has twisted this around in his mind and whether he believes he's guilty or not. It just come down to the facts, and it will come down to reasonable doubt. That's Ann Taylor's job, to prove or to try and get some semblance of it out there for him. And, you know, he deserves it. Everybody does that's being tried for something. I just don't see it. I don't see how you're going to get there at this point with this case. Again, there's more we don't know. There's more that will come out in the actual trial itself. And if there's anything exculpatory on Koberger, like they were saying at the very beginning, we would have heard it by now.
I would think so.
If there was something that solid, we would have heard it. He wouldn't be sitting in jail for going on 3 years if there's something that solid of exculpatory, which means there isn't. Because the best thing they can produce when they're if they're going to go with the alibi defense is he likes to look at stars.
True enough, but look at Delphi.
Delphi is a whole different case with very questionable people at the helm of that ship.
Well, and that's a good point, because these people seem to have their shit together.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible. But I look at Delphi and go, there's corruption here. And somebody in Delphi doesn't want to be caught to be linked to, I'm guessing, some sort of child sex ring of some sort. And that's what I think is going on there. I don't know who is trying to be protected, but somebody seems to be. And that's why it's all been railroaded in one direction. And there seems to be a lot of higher ups there that are either going along with it wittingly or unwittingly. I don't know. I could see it either way in some cases, but that's like a whole, it's like a different ballpark. It's almost like a different game, even though we're talking about murder. None of it's a game, but it's like, that's baseball and this is football. Or even like, no, that's like curling and this is baseball. It's such a different world over there with the way that they're doing things. So yeah, anything is possible, but that's a big blow to the Koberger case. I am curious if we're going to start wondering about some sort of plea deal of, you know, taking death off the table. Because at that point, or at this point, I think the main goal for Ann Taylor is going to be try to keep Koberger alive.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. The Smiths thought they found the perfect babysitter. Sweet, responsible, a glowing recommendation from the neighbors. She had a way with kids. Calm, patient, always smiling. But what the Smiths didn't know was that their perfect babysitter had been using that same glowing reputation to slip in and out of homes for years, quietly collecting little trophies from every house she entered. Bracelets, photos, sometimes something even more disturbing. If only they had known. If only they had heard the exact type of case like this, broken down on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before everyone else and caught on to the signs before it was too late. Instead, let's just say they're in desperate need of a new babysitter and some therapy. Subscribe now to True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.